As job losses for young workers have eased from 23% in April this year to 5% in June, many graduates are still looking for work. With 2.1 million Australians of working age having a disability, the need for flexible working environments has been called for much before this current pandemic. While the shift to work from home offers some accessibility respite, many still face significant barriers to employment. Karishma Luthria has the story.
Online classes, cancelled graduations and a difficult job market. 2020 graduates have entered a post-university environment even more uncertain than before. But for those with a disability, it's a double-edged sword. Crystal is a recent graduate looking for a part-time job, but she's struggling to find a workplace that will cater to her disability.
Honestly, it's a little bit discouraging. I feel like, because I've been on the other side, so my disability isn't something that I was born with. And I've been on the other side where I've been able to apply for just about anything and being confident in myself, knowing that I would get there because of merit and not have to really worry like, oh, do they think that I won't be able to do it because I have a disability? And it's a bit hard because there are a lot of opportunities that I would love to do and I would have been able to do without this disability, but I can't.
Crystal has a nerve injury that limits her ability to type and write without the use of assistive software that is often expensive. Crystal says the increase in the numbers of Australians job searching and companies unwilling to accommodate to disabilities leaves graduates in a tough spot.
There are some psychometric tests that I'm not able to do, but there are others that can replace it, and I'm not given the opportunity to, I guess, equally participate. I feel like there's less availability of jobs. They're having way more applicants than they used to, which means the competition's stronger. And I guess if companies aren't on the lookout for people with disabilities, they might be worried about hiring someone with a disability. Just that extra competition just doesn't help.
Among the top reasons for difficulties in finding employment in Australia, apart from too many applicants, other difficulties and insufficient work experience, the fourth largest issue is due to ill health or disability at 8% of Australia's population. Australian Network on Disability CEO Suzanne Colbert says graduates with a disability face a multitude of barriers in conjunction.
One is the nature of the marketplace and the level of experience that people have when they're applying for roles. So what we found some years ago is that graduates with disability might not have had the same level of work experience during their university years as graduates without disability. That meant that it became very hard to compete for roles.
Graduates with a disability take 61.5% longer than other students to find a full-time job. And with the uncertainty the pandemic brings, graduates are facing significant barriers. Here's Suzanne, CEO of the Australian Network on Disability, again.
Without a doubt, it is much more difficult for people who are looking for work to find work because there are less jobs available as a result of COVID. And also, I think it is more challenging to start a brand new job without actually being able to go to the workplace. So it'll be a little while, I think, before we can expect people to be returning to workplaces, and that may have a significant impact on employers' hiring intentions.
With 2.1 million Australians of working age having a disability, the need for flexible working environments has been called for much before the pandemic. But Professor Kim Bulkley, academic at the University of Sydney's Centre for Disability Research and Policy, says the changes in working environments brings with it some opportunities for recent graduates.
I think it's about being creative and embracing this disruption as something that could disrupt some things that actually were going to be really hard to shake otherwise. Who'd have thought that working from home was going to become a main way of working? That opens up accessibility for many people. So looking for those niche areas, capitalising on those and optimising the opportunity. So I'd really encourage people who are entering the workforce to look for these cracks that could be opened up into possibilities.
Professor Kim Bulkley from the University of Sydney, ending that report from Karishma Luthria.